Chris, you talked about wanderlust, and I'm wondering to what degree has that become an idol? I mean, there's a lot of pressure, I think, on kids to have that experience you talk about, where you go out and you wander and you travel and you see stuff and you try to create a narrative for your life. That, you know, I wonder how productive that really is. I mean, right now in Urbana, that conference is going on in St. Louis where 16,000 students have gathered to basically ask the Lord, how do I serve you? What can I do?
Yeah. I think it's easy to, I think the quote unquote wanderlust idol is just an extension of making an idol of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wanderlust thing isn't so much an entity in and of itself. It's about making our life interesting. So I think a lot of times, and we're really venturing into conjecture here, because some people want to travel and do things just because they travel and do things, and that's healthy and right. I mean, that's
absolutely.
You know, that's not, I don't want to say that all traveling and wandering and having an adventure is bad, but this idea that you're kind of lusting after, you don't feel fulfilled unless you've gone and done something interesting. I think that's the definition of idolatry, because you're finding your purpose and your reason for existing in making your life interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, you know what, and what we need to remember and what we need to realize is that following Christ and becoming more like Jesus is the great adventure. That's the greatest adventure of them all. And a lot of times what I've seen myself try to do too often, and what I've seen among some young people, is trying to justify having an interesting personal story because it will somehow benefit God and his story.
Mm.
And a lot of times following after God and participating in the grand narrative of eternity and following after Christ and sharing Christ with others is a great adventure. But too often, I think young people try to justify their quote unquote wanderlust as some sort of spiritual adventure, as though it's they try to baptize their desire for adventure when it's really just they want to have an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful. I've had so many friends be missionaries and go on missions trips, more friends than I would have expected, I guess, you know, coming out of college. I have friends asking for support going on mission trips that I'm like, oh wow, I didn't even know you're interested in missions. And I'm so thankful for that. What I hope is that a lot of young people aren't doing missions work just to go have this adventure, but that they're truly trying to share and show the love of Jesus in countries around the world. And that's why I don't know the ins and outs of Urbana, but I hope a lot of the 16,000 young people gathering there are asking the Lord, what would you have of me? How would you tie my personal story into your story for the world and the redemption of all things? And not going to just inflate themselves or make their Facebook timeline look better, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. You know, the fixations we have on these personal narratives, too, I think has to take a backseat to really what does God want you to do and how do you pour out your life for God? I know that what we've just shared, Chris, is us looking at ourselves and trying to define ourselves in the world, and that's not bad, but it's also important to keep the main thing the main thing.
Exactly. I think it's really important to find the exceptional in the routine.
Yes, so, I love that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So I think it's really important, especially for young people, to find the exceptional in the routine by I'm sitting in a conference room at my daily office job right now as I talk to you. I go to a daily office job every day from 6:30 to 3:30, and I love it. And what I try to do in this time is not just sit at some quote unquote like dead end cubicle job and waste away for eternity like a lot of young people see going into the business world, but you take these experiences and you redeem them and you say, how can I live the great adventure that is following Jesus and sharing him with the world in this routine, going to the grocery store, going to the gym, you know, hanging out with my family, my wife, going to work. How do I live exceptionally amidst the routine? And that's what I think young people need to learn, is that you don't need to go on an African safari to live the great adventure. You can do that in the routine, ins and outs of your daily life. Your personal story can be exceptional without being exotic.
Mm-hmm.